I see by your resume you're into cat juggling and polishing show turtles. Hi, guys, and welcome to the show. This is an episode that we're going to dedicate to a question that I get asked all the time, and that is, how do I get to work at Microsoft? If you are a Microsoft employee, I'm sure that you've been asked that question quite a bit. And so today, we have a very special guest, Brig Bridges, and Brig is going to help us answer that question. Brig, what's up? How's it going?
It's great. It's a beautiful day here in North Carolina.
Yeah, you're in Charlotte. You're where I usually am, but today I'm in Palo Alto visiting one of my customers. And it's a lot of fun. It's pretty neat out here as well. I brought a jacket, but I'm not going to need it.
Well, good.
Yeah, so, hey, I'm sure that people ask you this question quite a bit as well, and that's, you know, how do you get a job at Microsoft? How do you work at Microsoft? And I know you work a lot with the MOC hires, which is an acronym that we use for some of our college hires.
Right.
And can you tell us a little bit about the program and how it works?
Yeah, well, we're always looking for talent at Microsoft, and this is one of the many programs that we have. You know, we attract top talent from our colleges or universities across the world and in the U.S., and this is a program that we help people new to career really get to understand Microsoft technology and really grow with the company. And we see that as a new talent source to really help continue to make Microsoft great.
So if I'm a college student and I know a little bit about computers, you know, I know how to boot one up, maybe I can do some email, I know what Office is. Is that enough? Do I need more? Do I need to be an MIS major?
You don't necessarily need to be an MIS major, but you need to have a little bit more passion and interest in technology than what, you know, you probably do on every day on your cell phone or on your computer. You really want to know about technology. You want to improve technology. You want to understand how our customers use it and how to improve their experience as a consumer, as an enterprise customer, and how they use that technology every day. And that's why it's an exciting time at Microsoft. Is we're not just interested in helping businesses be great or consumers be great. We want to help every person on the planet be great with technology, our technology. So, you know, I think if you have a passion for that, an interest for that, you did a little programming, great. If you're great at math, great. Science. We're looking for people with that passion for technology and wanting to collaborate and help others.
Yeah, and that last part's very, very important. You can be the smartest person in the world, but if you're not interested in sharing that knowledge, it's not really a benefit to anybody.
Right. That's one of our core competencies as, you know, working for Microsoft is collaborating with people and really accepting their ideas, sharing your ideas, and then working together to put the best idea forward. And, you know, we have to leave our ego at the door, which is very hard. It's hard for us here at Microsoft, but it's also challenging when you have a great idea and making that happen, making that come alive.
So talk me through the process a little bit. I'm a college student. Maybe I'm, you know, going to eat lunch and I notice, you know, something on the bulletin board that says Microsoft is coming.
Yeah, you might see a poster in your college, you know, counseling or career center. You might hear through alumni. We do go out and visit colleges, and you can talk to Microsoft employees, Microsoft recruiters, people that are part of this college program, and get to know more about Microsoft. We also are going to give you links that you can go proactively on the internet and look for yourselves and apply directly online. But if we come to your college, you know, we do things like, how do you create a great resume? What is it like to work at Microsoft? What are we looking for? You know, how do you put your best foot forward? We do that with all levels. I've helped coach sophomores, freshmen, people that want to get internships at Microsoft, let alone a full-time position at Microsoft.
We do that. We do internships.
Yes, we do. We do. We call it Microsoft Explorer Program, and you can see it on our the links we'll give you in this program. And it's a great internship. You actually get to do it in Redmond. And in Redmond, you know, you get to work with some of our product groups and organizations in Redmond to really get to see firsthand what it's like to work at Microsoft.
Yeah, that's really cool. I remember we used to do it. We used to do it at the support centers, right? We'd bring groups of college kids in. We'd give them a machine. They'd support, you know, a product for 6 months or a year. And then I remember when they leave, they got to keep their machines. That's about the only thing I remember about the program. But
that's pretty cool. We have some local programs that some of the Microsoft offices have done across the U.S., but the program I'm talking about is really organized and really focuses on internship. You'll see when you go online, there's housing that's helped. It's a paid internship. There's concerts that are happening for the people that are in the internship. It's highly competitive. Not everyone gets in that applies, but you know, we do have quite a number that go every summer to Redmond for our Microsoft Explorer program.
Is it like the Owen Wilson, Vince Vaughn movie?
Exactly. No, I don't know. I've never gone through our internship program, but from what I've seen outside looking in, it looks pretty exciting. And you really, everyone seems to love who has gone through the internship, enjoyed that whole program.
I mean, you know, it's much different now than what it was like when I got, you know, interviewed and hired. Yeah.
Yeah, much smaller company now. We're a worldwide corporation. You know, you have folks globally in the internship program and in our college hire program, because we hire globally for Microsoft, for our product groups, for our services group, for all of our functional organizations.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's cool. So I can say that once you get in, it's an awesome place to work. I mean, it's just phenomenal.
Right.
I've loved every single friggin' second of it.
Same here. Same here. We've been here for some time and enjoyed every moment.
Yeah. When did you come in? What year?
I came in 1995.
Yeah, so I came in 4 years ahead of you.
Yes.
Yeah. yeah, I'm old. but a lot of changes, but it's always fun.
Yes, and I think that's the key too that I would like to share with everyone about Microsoft. You really have to be adaptive. And just to kind of give you an example, every college hire that's come in the past 4 years has had a new operating system to work with. So being part of Microsoft, you grow with the company, you use the different versions, both in beta and in current version. So what we knew back when we started is obsolete, right? And we're looking for people with that adaptability and core competency so that they can grow with our company and grow with ever changing technologies.
Yeah, I used to joke that knowledge has an expiration date, and they might as well just stamp it on your forehead, because you could be a genius at a specific product, but if you don't grow, you know, once that expiration date hits, you know, you're out of date.
Right. And you're exactly right. You've got to have that, you know, intrinsic quality that you always want to learn. You want to figure out the new things, have the latest and greatest, as we always say. And, you know, you've got to be persistent and work through the challenges and be results driven. And that's what we are at Microsoft.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you know, the thing, we've covered this just in the past couple of minutes, but if you don't think learning about new stuff is fun, it's probably not the right place.
Right. I would have to agree. You're always learning new things, and we're always changing it up. We're always going through some organizational changes or transformation. That scares people, but it shouldn't, because what you should see is that our company is always trying to keep pace with technology, and to do that you have to think a little differently, you have to work a little differently, but the core is being very collaborative and adaptive and just driving for results.
Yeah. Okay, so excuse me, I'm a college student. I've talked to the Microsoft folks that came on campus. Mm-hmm. I've decided that I want to apply, so I apply. What can I expect next?
Well, that's a great question. We have many recruiters that accept the many resumes that we receive through the College Hire program, through our career sites, and they basically review it and they ascertain which group you would fit. Mostly they're having the College Hires, whether it's a product group, services, marketing, whatever function there is. And if you pass that first screen, then you might have a phone interview, or they might reach out to you electronically. So that's probably the first pass. If you don't hear from us, well, you may not have passed that first stage, or, you know, we've had so many resumes that, you know, we have to, you might have to send it in again. And I say that because, I don't know, it's a big process for a big company. We get so many resumes. You've got to be very persistent.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And if you don't hear from us, that's not, you know, it's certainly not a positive, but it's not necessarily a negative.
No, no. And, you know, we've had a couple people, both, you know, folks that are applied on the industry side, you know, that are not new to career. And we've had college students apply more than once as well. It's not optimal, but I think when you're dealing with high volume as we're dealing with, and as College Hires are, or college students are experiencing as they're searching for their jobs, you just got to keep after it.
Yeah. So now I've helped you interview new hires, and this next step is kind of where I come in, right? Where we have where I get an email saying, "Hey, will you help us interview some people?" And there's a dinner so and so night, and usually that dinner is like all the people that we've flown in that we're going to interview, and then the next day it's like a crazy go interview this person for 45 minutes and then go interview this person for 45 minutes. Just kind of a big interview rodeo.
Yeah, you get closer to you know, the whole process when you're selected to come to what we call a finals day. And as Lex mentioned, he was part of our interview team. We try to get different individuals from in different roles from across the business, from different locations, so that we're not just interviewing you as a college student from Microsoft. You're interviewing us as a business and the different roles that we have, and what is it like to work at Microsoft, and you get it firsthand. And you go through a comprehensive finals day, like Lex said, you're going through four interviews with four different people. They're 45 minutes apiece. There's time in between, and you're done by midday if you're in the morning, and then you're done by the afternoon from lunch till 5 o'clock if you're selected to go in the afternoon. And we try to break the ice and get to know you a little bit more personally. The night before, we invite you to a dinner or a gathering where you get to meet some of the interviewers, some of the leaders, and other candidates, and you get to learn about Microsoft, our College Hire program, and each other. And so, you know, it's a pretty comprehensive event. It's a whirlwind and intense, like Lex has mentioned, but it's also kind of characteristic of how we work. We're not that we work in a whirlwind, but we are very focused, we're very energetic, and we really involve and collaborate with each other. And I think that's a great example of how we work, is when we put those finals days together.
Okay, that's awesome. So now I've gotten through finals day, Microsoft has called and made me an offer, and I've accepted the offer, and now I'm a Microsoft new hire. What are the first couple months like?
Well, you know, we hire early, so like I said, it's very competitive. We try to get the best talent from the university. So you might be hired way in advance of your start date because you're graduating either in December or off-cycle, or maybe in May or June timeframe. And before you arrive at Microsoft, we try to reach out to you, help you understand what it's like to work at Microsoft, give you a peer mentor to connect with. We work on our Yammer sites, which are kind of like a corporate Facebook, where we can interact and talk and share videos. We can share, you know, everything on where do I find an apartment, what's the social life like in this town, what is this program about. So we have that dialogue. And then once you get to Microsoft, you know, the College Hire program is a comprehensive program where you are getting intense onboarding. your first couple of weeks. You're understanding what you're going to be doing. You're getting to know your team, your manager, and you're going to be learning pretty intensely your first 6 months. And then you're going to be shadowing and doing the actual role from 3 to 6 months, 8 months, where you are really learning how to do the role and getting that support through mentors, through your manager, through your team, and through our training. And you're on the job training. That's where your best experience comes. And probably by from the 6th to the 12th month, you're in role. You're doing it as a full-time employee. You are hired as a full-time employee. You're not an intern. You're not a part-time person. You are a Microsoft employee. And, you know, it's a fun ride, and it goes by quickly, but you learn so much. One, about yourself. Two, what it means to work in a great corporation like Microsoft. And then, of course, your team and the technologies that we have. So it's a little more than you asked, Lex, but kind of gives you a comprehensive view from beginning, pre-start time, start time, and then your first year.
Yeah, no, actually, that's the perfect answer. That's exactly what I was looking for. I think that that's absolutely right. And the thing that I need to add is that once you get in the door, you know, if you are curious about how something works or you have a question about how something works, literally everybody wants to help you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And if you can't...
You want to help everyone, too. You want to be contributing as much as others are contributing for your start as well.
Right, exactly. That's exactly correct. So thanks for taking us through that process. It's really interesting to know, you know, kind of to go from, hey, I see the notice on the billboard to, you know, my first couple of weeks at Microsoft, or in the case that you know, you just mentioned, my first 6 months or my first year at Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really interesting stuff. And hopefully, you know, when we're done with this episode, this is something that you can send people and say, hey, if you want to know what it's like, take a look at this.
Yeah, I think that's great. You know, it's a great program for the college hires. We do hire in our product groups outside of this college hire program, too.
Yeah.
So this is the only way to get into Microsoft.
Right.
You know, and then our college hire program is very competitive. Like I said, we hire early in cycle, trying to attract seniors and juniors and late in their semester. So, you know, it's very exciting. It's very intense. It happens very quickly. And then I would say, you know, your first year goes by very fast. After your first year, you're hired as a full-time employee. You're fully enrolled. You're well on your way in your second year. And we provide professional training to help you continue to grow and continue to accelerate your results, is what we call it, and increase your impact upon your graduation. And you graduate from the program 18 to 24 months. So, you know, that's an optimal time because you've had a chance to really understand Microsoft, understand your role, be integrated in your team, work with our customers, understand our customers, and be fully productive. And, you know, about that time, too, that's when we're hiring you for a career at Microsoft, not just for one particular role. And, you know, we advise our mock alumni, it's what we call them, is, you know, after your 18 months, 24 months, if you're interested in other roles, we want to help you increase your network, increase your brand, so that you continue to work at Microsoft and have a career and hopefully become one of our leaders and maybe be as long at Microsoft as Lex has been, you know. But it's a great program that totally supports you and helps you be successful. I would say, you know, that's a good portion of it, but really I have to stress that you have to be the driver as a participant in the program. You really have to have that initiative. And like we said, it's always changing, very adaptive environment, very high-paced environment. And for you to contribute to that high-paced environment, you just got to jump in and really own it and be collaborative and adaptive.
Yeah, absolutely. And we should mention that if you're not a college hire, the process, once you get past the initial phase, is pretty much the same. I mean, you submit a resume on careers.microsoft.com. Somebody calls you and does a phone screen. then, you know, the next step is to get a full-blown in-face interview.
Right.
And the rest of it's kind of the same.
Correct, correct. And we try to integrate our hires as much as possible. You might have similar training, whether you're a college hire or you come in as an industry hire. So, you know, we want to make sure everybody has, we're inclusive and they have the same opportunities as much as possible.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, I mean, look, we've both been here a long time and we've seen Microsoft change immensely since we started.
Right.
You know, I think both of us were at Lake Point.
No one's not going to know where that is.
Yeah, I know. Which was the site that we were at in Charlotte long before the new campus. The new campus that's now almost 20 years old. 99.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know. I highly recommend it. I think it's awesome.
I agree. It's an incredible place to work. It's an incredible place to build your career, start your career. And I think once you work at Microsoft, you know, it really changes your perspective that you will become an advocate for Microsoft because it's such a great place.
Yeah, absolutely. So anything that you'd like to say before we sign out?
No, I hope that this attracts a lot of interest for our college program and also for our many openings on our career sites.
Okay. Well, Brig, thank you so much for doing the episode for us. This is going to be really cool. I think it'll air in a few weeks, and I'll send the link out to you as soon as it airs, and you can share it anywhere you want. We love hits. So.
I appreciate the opportunity to do this and share this program with you and everyone else.
Awesome. Well, guys, that's all we have for this week, so that's your Taste of Premier.